Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumbert with Power Systems Design. And in the run-up to the most important power event of the year, the Applied Power Electronics Conference, or APEC, we'd like to take an extra special look at one of our key partners, Efficient Power Conversion, and what they'll be talking about and have on display. And on the line to discuss all that is the CEO and co-founder of EPC, our old friend Alex Liddell. So, Alex, welcome to the show, and good to hear from you again. And let's start with an overview. What theme or themes do you think will dominate APEC this year? You know, for a while now, wide bandgap semiconductors were on the tip of everyone's tongue, and applications like that, EVs, renewable energies, batteries, and several others still are. But what will this year's event look like?
So, yeah, I think that wide bandgap will still dominate. But what's interesting about wide bandgap is it goes into the newest and most exciting applications. You know, I think certainly gallium nitride has demonstrated that it's superior to silicon in performance and now costs as well. So what you see is every new design, if it's a white sheet of paper, it uses gallium nitride. And so when you look at artificial intelligence, well, that's all gallium nitride powered right now. If you look at humanoid robots, gallium nitride power. If you go back a couple of years, you know, solar, gallium nitride powered. So every time you see something brand new, you can count on it using some of these, you know, third generation power devices such as gallium nitride and even silicon carbide.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned AI because that does seem to be dominating the discourse lately. You know, Elon Musk recently said we're on the verge of the AI singularity, which could be exciting or terrifying depending on who you talk to or how it's used. But, you know, what factor or factors is behind AI's recent surge in popularity?
Well, I think one factor is certainly, you know, ChatGPT provided a very interesting thing to do. You can try, you know, ChatGPT or any of the other AI programs, and it gives you answers that are more human-like than anything you've seen from Google search or whatever. So the surge in popularity, I think, came from the populist view of AI more than the actual, you know, value of AI to our society today. I don't think we have yet seen AI very monetized, although there's lots of promise in medicine, in design, you know, in entertainment. But right now, it's, I think, a popular surge, and that means probably it's a bit of a hype.
Makes sense. All right, well, let's get into specifics. In the press release I saw, you mentioned how EPC is demonstrating how GaN is revolutionizing AI infrastructure, humanoid robots, industrial and consumer applications. So could you discuss how GaN and EPC solutions in particular are enabling the next generation of AI servers?
So there's a lot of talk about how AI is driving the, you know, consumption of energy. You know, I think Microsoft is buying the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant to power their next AI-based server farm. And I guess it's going, you know, projections are that it's going from 3% to 9% of our total energy use in this country in the next 5 or 6 years. So, you know, there's a lot of energy, a lot of electricity going. So people don't want to spend a whole lot of money on it, so they want more efficient energy conversion. Now, energy comes into a server farm at very high voltages, so you got to break it down to various stages of voltage. And, you know, at the highest voltage stage, well, that's a silicon carbide world. But the minute you get to the server rack, that's where gallium nitride comes in. We can take the energy right off the power line coming in and break it down to 48 volts, send that to the server card or board, break that down from 48 volts down to 12 volts or 5 volts, and then break it down with a point of load right down to whatever the voltage the GPU or the CPU needs. The first several stages of that are gallium nitride. The very last stage for now, the point of load, is still a silicon world.
All right. And, you know, speaking of gallium nitride and GaN-based motor drives, especially the applications you'll have on display at APEC, what advantages do they offer over traditional silicon-based solutions?
So, with today's motor drives, and I'm going to talk specifically about what I call untethered motor drives. They're not plugged into the wall. But today's motor drives, by and large, are based on 40-year-old technology. They use low-frequency inverters to convert the DC from a battery to the three-phase AC needed for a brushless DC motor. That is ending. With gallium nitride, you can bump the frequency up to, say, 100 kilohertz. 100 kilohertz is nice because that's where the motors are most efficient. And not only by going to 100 kilohertz, you can also get rid of electrolytic capacitors, and those are not very well liked in this world. And that shrinks the size. Also, since GaN doesn't have any reverse recovery diode like a MOSFET, you don't have to have this dead time, which consumes about 7% of the power delivery cycle. So GaN makes the motor more efficient, smaller, lighter weight. And when you're doing something like an untethered robot or, you know, even a vacuum cleaner or a power tool, that makes a lot of difference, and it makes it very valuable. With humanoid robots, it is essential. And so we're seeing a huge surge in demand. I mean, we're getting expedited every day for more and more parts to go into these humanoid robots.
Okay, and I saw EPC was holding four technical sessions, including one with you as a panelist. So could you give us the executive overview of what you'll be discussing in your session?
So the session I'm in is really talking about once again, what are the boundaries between silicon carbide and gallium nitride, and I think that those are traditionally thought to be silicon carbide is a higher voltage applications, gallium nitride lower voltage applications, with the breakpoint around 650 volts. Now, with recent developments, which we will have on display at our booth at APIC. We can show how low-voltage GaN is superior for high-voltage applications by stacking them in multi-level or cascaded configurations. It's been around for a long, long time, but only now can it be demonstrated that it's lower cost as well as higher efficiency than the traditional two-level topologies that have been doing, 400 or 800 volt inverters or power supplies since, as long as I've been alive. So that's something we'll be talking about. The other thing we'll be talking about is the ongoing, questions about reliability of these new technologies. And we've shown over and over again that the new technologies are more reliable than the traditional silicon technologies, mostly by benefit of the fact that it's a wide band gap semiconductor and therefore has a tighter chemical bond between the constituents and the crystal.
Perfect. And before we go, Alex, could you tell our audience where exactly EPC will be located at the convention center and how they can learn more about your solutions?
Absolutely. We're at booth 1231. We'll have GaN experts. I'll be there. We have a humanoid robot. We have dogs. We have vacuum cleaners. And just watch out. They'll be hopefully deliver. We'll be having a delivery vehicle delivering surprises to the show floor. And also, we'll be showing the just released fourth edition of our textbook, GaN Power Devices for Efficient Power Conversion. And it's a peer-reviewed textbook used in schools around the world. Of course, it's available on our website or on the Wiley website right now.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Alex. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.